Today, the BPP Book Club meets. This month, we're talking about Neil Gaiman's Anansi Boys. Book Club moderator Sarah Goodyear is here to kick off the discussions. Remind us of the rules, Sarah.
Okay, here's how it works. We're going to put a post up on the blog, and we're going to just give you that space to say whatever you want about the book, how much you love it, how much you don't like it. Be respectful, please. Mm-hmm. And please include specific questions for Neil Gaiman, because we are going to be hoping to bring some of you listeners into the conversation with the author, which we're going to be recording tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah.
Is it tomorrow? Tomorrow we're recording the conversation?
I don't know, but whenever we record it, it's going to be fascinating.
Get those questions in quick.
Yes.
Yeah, is the point. Don't wait. And we will, and as we've done in last conversations, the questions go right to him. So please, think about what you would ask the author if you had a chance, because you just might have the chance. What would you ask the author?
Well, I had been talking with one of our faithful readers and listeners, Kim, who lives in Barcelona, actually, amazingly enough.
Oh, yeah, Kim from Barcelona.
How nice for her. And she had never read a book by Neil Gaiman. She read this one at our suggestion because she believes in our suggestions. And she was really struck by the way that he blends fantasy and reality and the way that he moves so easily between those two, between the realistic world and the fantastic one.
You know, transportation, right? From one world to another, you just take my hand. I thought, oh, that's easy. Take my hand and I'll take you through to this world of bird women and dragons and tigers. Take my hand and we'll go fly off to an island and, you know, sort of, Scotty, beam me up. You don't need all that technology. You just grab someone's hand if you happen to be a demigod.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, wouldn't that?
Yeah,
I'd love to
totally
travel that
awesome.
Way. Yeah. So anyway, that's one of the things that I think is really great about Neil Gaiman. I think that he's able to do that because he loves his characters and they're really alive human beings, and he's filled with a kind of tenderness for them. So let's talk about Neil Gaiman and why he is such a superstar.
I did. Let me prompt a couple questions, and readers, take this. Listeners who will become our readers, take this any way you want. But some things that I was hoping to read on the blog were, if you're a Neil Gaiman comic book or graphic novel reader, and this was your first book, or even if you've read other novels by him, you know, share your thoughts on the comparison or how he makes the transition from graphic novels to regular novels. And the other thing is, if any of our readers are either African American or African English or Caribbean American, which are the characters in his book, so this is a white author writing about characters with Caribbean roots, tell us how you think he pulled that off, because I'm a white reader reading the thing and I have my own guesses, but I'd really like the perspective of someone who is reading a bit of it from that vantage point. Anything else you'd like to solicit from a reader?
Well,
what are you curious about?
I'm just curious to know, for people who aren't regular readers of fantasy or comics and who might have had a resistance mm-hmm. to this genre, did you find that it was something gratifying? Did it exceed your expectations, or did it confirm that people who read fantasy are a bunch of geeks?
Well, it could be geeks in a good way.
Yeah.
Maybe this book will be the gateway drug for you to read more fantasy or
absolutely.
more novels.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much. It's so fun. We've had a couple of these now, and it's been a really fun experience to hear all of our listeners' responses to the books and have this online conversation and
listeners,
and the
readers, this all depends on you. It will fall flat.
No pressure. Take
yeah.
part. Sarah Goodyear, friend
book.
Of the BPP, moderator of our book club. Join the discussion of Neil Gaiman's Anansi Boys on our website at npr.org/Bryant Park. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
And next on the show, the Hillary Clinton campaign boiled down to 5 minutes. It's quick and dirty, and we get you there. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.